Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Winter is apparently coming here in the West Michigan area. Weather reports are stating that within the next few days, we are going to get hit with some sort of an onslaught of snowy weather. So I thought it would be a good idea to share with you tips on how to stay safe driving out there in the winter weather, especially if you are a senior citizen. Now, winter weather is coming with COVID-19 necessitating social distancing practices. Me personally, I can only assume that many senior persons are having to drive themselves to appointments this time of year rather than relying on neighbors or public transportation and whatnot in order to protect themselves from the coronavirus. I did find an article from a law firm, McCann and Wall, out of Pennsylvania, with tips on how to drive safely this winter if you are or if you know a senior. Definitely be sure to pass this information on to your senior friends. Now, the first tip, again, I want you to go to the full article. You go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Bring it to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough, just follow the same directions. And in the blog, upper right corner, you'll see search archive. Type in Senior Winter Driving 2021, and it will bring you up to the blog post for today with a link to the full article from McCann and Wall. Now, the first set of tips that they have for you relates to health concerns. Getting older means many functions of your body are slowing down or beginning to develop issues. They recommend that as far as your eyesight, if you're over the age of 65, you should get an eye test every year to make sure that you're able to see your surroundings clearly. Update your eyeglass prescription or your contact lens prescription accordingly. If you got stiff joints, again, keep working out those joints. Do what you can to get some exercise, at least 30 minutes a day, to keep those joints as flexible as possible, especially in your knees and your ankles, because you're going to be working the foot pedals. So be sure to check on that and make sure that you're good to go there. The next set of tips I have for you is vehicle maintenance. There are a bunch of tips. Again, there are a bunch of tips. I want you to go to the McCann and Wall website to read them all. I'm just briefly giving you an overview of them. Make sure your vehicle is in good running condition for the weather. Check your battery. A lot of the local shops here, like Advance Auto Parts, O'Reilly's, your local auto supply store should be able to test that battery for you for free to make sure that it's in good running condition. You should also check your brakes, tires, and other important systems to be sure they're safe for driving. Because one thing you don't want is go to hit the brakes to avoid a crash and then find out you have no brakes. So it's really important. And then again, with your tires, make sure that your tires are inflated properly. Make sure they have the correct tread depth. One of our previous podcasts, we talk about preparing your vehicle for winter. So do a search for that vehicle winter preparation, and you should be able to find a previous podcast that we did on that. So be sure to check that out for more information on how to prepare your vehicle for winter weather driving. Now, when you're planning on going out, however, preparing your vehicle to go out, they recommend that you start your vehicle and let it warm up, making sure that your front and rear defrosters are on. That way, you can allow them to do most of the heavy lifting, most of the work. So that way, after your vehicle's run for a little bit, the defrosters go on to thaw the front and back windshields. That way, when it comes to scraping or brushing off, snow brushing off your car, it's going to be a lot easier than sitting there having to scrape. And when it comes to scrapers, make sure you get a long handle scraper. That way you're not wrenching your back and arms trying to reach forward is what they recommend here. And that's to cut down on injuries. The last set of tips that I want to discuss with you today is driving in the snow. Before you head out, obviously you're going to want to check the weather report to see what is coming. If you see that there's going to be a snowstorm coming or it's going to be weather conditions that you don't feel comfortable driving in, don't go. See if you can make an appointment another day or find some other workaround rather than risking your life and the lives of others out on the road if you don't feel comfortable being behind the wheel in the winter driving conditions. All right. They also recommend that you add additional stopping time because of slippery roads and intersections. So in one of our previous podcasts, we talked about how the stopping distance you should have between vehicles is about two car lengths to make sure that in case the vehicle ahead of you stops short or you see debris on the road or something like that, that you would have enough time to stop. They recommend that you extend that stopping time just a little bit more in the winter, again, to compensate for the slippery conditions on roads, especially at intersections. Here in the state of Michigan, locally here, I've noticed that so far in the winter driving that we've already had this season, the intersections tend to get a little bit more icier than the actual roads because you've got vehicles that are stopping. Melted snow is dripping off of their vehicles back onto the pavement, therefore refreezing and causing some slippery conditions. So give yourself a little bit of extra room. If you do have an appointment, give yourself some extra time too, because you're going to want to take it easy on the roads. There may be some decreased or slowdowns due to the road conditions. So make sure you leave in enough time. And also be very, very careful taking your time to get to your destination. Again, you can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. Upper right-hand corner, you could search the archive and look up winter driving tips for seniors. I believe is what we're going to go with, so be sure to check that out. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very safe, a very happy, and a very healthy week. Take care.